Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Mary. This is Sheldon here. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Very good. I just saw your message on teamwork, so I decided I would rather give you a call than answer there. Is this a good time?
Yes, this is a good time.
Okay. So I assume you saw both the versions, the templates that I sent you, right?
Yes.
Basically,
for
the website.
Oh, for the website. Okay.
Yeah. And you open that up. This is basically two templates on what your website can look like. When you decide on one, they'll start making, you know, relative content, and we'll create a website according to this. We'll start making the content. We'll do the editing that you want, and we'll create it.
Okay.
So I assume you're still going to choose the first one?
Well, I don't know what I really what this, you know, what I'm, what I should choose, or I don't know. I couldn't, I've never had a website, so I don't know, you know, what I'm looking at.
So how about let me guide you on this. Are you on your system right now?
Yes, I'm going into my email right now.
Okay. Can you go into your email, open the links, both the links, and then let me tell you about both of them and basically what they show.
Okay. I went in. I have two cousins who are authors, and I went in and looked at Mickey's, one of my cousins, and all I got was just, hey, saying, hi, I'm Mickey, author, and something else.
You open a website of some, I'm very, okay, you open a website of your cousin. Oh, a lot of people, making a website is very, making a website is very easy, but having a good design for a website is usually where, because like when you open that page, did you feel any impact from it? You got nothing, right?
From her?
When you opened
no.
the website, yeah? It got nothing.
Yes, I just when I looked at it and anyway, it's all I could see is just like the introduction. Okay, I'm opening the first template.
Okay.
Now, okay, it says reflect.
Yeah. As you can see on the top left, you're going to see your name, right? Now, basically, this is a template that makes for a different book. The book's name is Reflect. Okay, it's one of our clients.
Okay.
It's basically a book for a client. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So
this is where the book name's going to come in. So that's going to be Appalachian Mountains. On the background, it's going to be like, right now you're seeing an eye. The background's going to be like of the Appalachian Mountains, the same image that's currently on your book cover. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's going to look give a really nice impact to it, right?
Yes. And then on down?
Down below.
Mary E. Johnson.
Reflect
it's about Mary. So then what would this be, a little bit about the author, about me?
Yes, this is going to be a bit about you.
Okay.
Then you can talk about a bit about your journey, how, or you know, what you want to do, things you want to do. Like, what was your
things
purpose of writing
do, like
the book?
What's on my bucket list for the future?
Yeah, yeah. You can write, you can get anything written here. Like things you would want your readers, aside from the book, to read, like just to know about you. Okay. Or in case if at some point you decide to make other books, you can, you know, highlight these books here in just a scrolling panel.
Mm-hmm.
So the images on all of this, everything you see on the website right now can be edited. The color, the words, the pictures, everything can be changed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this was basically a mix and match of things. Because we don't only design author websites, we also design websites for people who are looking to get hired or they offer a different kind of service. So this was basically for a service. That's why if you go down, you can see, you know, just call for a meeting, stuff like that. here we're going to place your book, okay? And we can, rather than saying just call, we can provide the links to your Amazon, like Amazon Publishing or Barnes & Noble Publishing, and they can, you know, just click on the link and they'll be guided to the page where they can buy the book. Then you can go down, if you have any reviews, you know, you can give your book to some people that you know, or maybe your friends, a part of your family, and you can give some, you know, personal feedbacks and stuff like that. We can add that over here on the next page where it says testimonials.
Okay, where?
Scroll down.
Okay. Okay, down, and then where it says just this picture of a girl, and it says just call, available on demand.
Yeah, yeah. This is where your book's going to go. This below that is testimonial, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's so many things you can do with a website. It makes things a lot easier. You don't have to use all the pages that are involved here. We'll cut a few of them and, you know, make it nice and neat so it caters to you and the book.
Okay, so testimonials. Would I need to write something in there?
You don't need to necessarily write something in there. You don't need to write anything in there. This is something we'll be doing for you. Everything that's need to be written on the website, we'll be doing that. You don't need to add anything.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because we have two teams that work on the website. One is the design team, one is the content team. The content team gives the write-up of what is written on the website. The design team gives the design, as you can see.
The design and content?
Yeah, two teams that work on it. Once the design, that basically gives the face. You can say, yeah, you can say the design gives the website the face, and the content team gives it the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So once this phase is finalized, we'll go towards the content, and they'll make the content according to your book. They'll give a full read to your book, and they'll write reviews. Those reviews are going to be in the testimonials, okay? She'll get a good review of actual people reading your book.
Yeah. Good.
And plus, at some point in time, you decide to launch rather than one, you decide to like another book, you can highlight the same book over here. Or at some point, like, do you have any other hobbies aside from, you know, writing the book? Do you do something like if you cook, or do you, you know, make drawings or something? Do you do that?
Make what?
Like, do you paint?
No, I don't. Through the years, I have been a seamstress doing weddings and stuff.
Ooh.
I have a lot of interest in sewing.
It fascinates me.
Mm-hmm.
So you do wedding dresses?
I did. I don't anymore. My daughter's weddings and stuff, and bridesmaids, the little flower girl dresses, and wedding veils.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It must be nice. You made your own daughter's wedding dresses. That must have felt so great, right?
Yeah, I did a couple of them. Yeah, my one daughter brought me a picture of a doll in a colonial gown. She said, Mom, I want this for my wedding gown. So I got three wedding gown patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she said, I want this different, I want it this. So I just designed a whole lot of it myself too, and got her a wedding gown made, and I did a detachable train.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
Wow.
And then my youngest daughter, I sewed 500 pearls on her gown and veil.
If you had the opportunity, would you do it again?
At this point in time, probably not. Because that's a lot of work, and people don't realize how much you charge somebody, and they think you're overcharging, and so many hours.
We completely get that. We completely get that. Because it happens to us.
Uh-huh. No doubt. It's like, what goes into this?
Yep.
You know? So,
but you can just push your work over here just for fun. Like I said, this is something I did. You know, letting people know you're not just a book writer. You've done a lot more.
Yeah.
You know,
and then I've always liked to travel. Also, when I was much younger, I drove a semi. My husband. I was never out there by myself. But we did from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Fontana, California. And then I've been all over the country with him. You know, I've traveled a lot, and then he's been gone 22 years almost. So I take trips, like week-long trips with, you know, tour buses and with groups of people, all that kind of thing. And now I'm just kind of settled at home, and I wanted to write my book, and then COVID hit. So I didn't hurry with that. So now I got it done. So my son had written one, so I've been editing his, and I kind of got that one on hold. He has a very interesting book, and some of his friends read read it and said,
what is it about?
He needed to do a sequel. It's about a little, he said it started out to be a children's book, but it turned out to be a detective story, just took over. It's about a little alien that got shipwrecked on Earth.
Wow.
And so anyhow, it's I was editing and restructuring sentences and doing punctuation and stuff for him.
Oh,
and then he did not do a sequel. He passed away with cancer.
Oh.
Almost, yeah. So almost 7 years ago.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. It was my only son. So he was very talented. But anyway, I travel a lot through my life, and I've been very active in church all through the years.
You know, Deacon, actually, do you make videos of your travels?
Do I have videos?
Do you have videos or do you still make them?
I just took still pictures.
Wow, that's nice, because like we can add a, you know, if you go down the first one on the second last, the podcast and radio, we can just make that news and travel. Since you travel a lot, you can just add pictures from your travels and, you know, just give the audience something nice to look at sometime to time.
Oh, I could do that. Way back, I went to California and then went up to Oregon in the semi in February. And we were coming back across Idaho, and the snow was probably 3 feet deep. And it was I took a lot of pictures. And coming down off the mountain, off to the left was a cliff, and it had a big hole in it. And time passed, and I was working in the safety department for a trucking company. And we got a bunch of atlases in before everybody started, you know, using the cell phones. And there is a picture of that rock in Idaho coming down off the mountain. And I'm like, I know, I've got a picture of that. I took a picture of that. And I got my picture. It was that picture on the front of an atlas.
Wow. You've been around pretty much everywhere.
Yes, I have. We get a calendar in with scenery, and they say, okay, Mary, where was this at? And I would, if I didn't know exactly, I'd have a general idea. I'm like, oh, this is 75 south of Atlanta, coming into Atlanta, Georgia.
Have you ever been to Illinois?
Oh, yeah.
Rockford?
Now, we would be on the main highways going through, you know, in a semi, because that's so no, I probably haven't, but so we did go fishing up to International Falls. We took a trip up there once, so I've been up through, you know, going on up like through what is it? No, Wisconsin and Minnesota, mm-hmm. and then to Canada. So that route, so I went, you know, a different route. I ended up going through Illinois.
That's a frosty route.
It's what?
Frosty. Like going to Minnesota, then Canada. It's cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was September. It was beautiful up there.
No, I haven't traveled much, to be very honest. I'm like from Rockford, Illinois, and I just went to New York. That's pretty much my travel history.
I've been up and down through New York and, you know, on up across the Hudson. Got pictures of crossing the Hudson Bridge in a semi. A lot of my pictures are from the windshield of a semi.
You can, you know, to pass time and have some fun. You can write blogs. You can just, you know, start writing blogs. And me and my semi. And so many pictures.
Oh.
So many travels. You can make so many stories.
Oh, I've had. We fished in the Pacific Ocean. We took some the fuel that fired up the nuclear plant or whatever in Diablo Canyon in California. And we had the semi on the beach out there parked by the mountain, and we rented fishing poles, and we fished. So I've got in the background is a picture of the semi on the right down there, you know, by the Pacific Ocean. And then we've had it on South Padre Island in Texas. So, yeah, I've been all over the place. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm there. For some reason,
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was just cutting a call. Okay, give me one second.
So to
give
blog,
one
I've
second,
never
one
done.
Second, one second. Just give me a second. Sorry about that.
Okay. I've never blogged, so I would have. Is that where I would put stories out there about travels in the semi?
Yeah, you can do that on your blog. You can. It basically gathers.
Is the blog a part of the website?
Yeah, I can get that done. You know, we can remove the.
My daughter. She.
We can remove the section for, you know, we can remove a few sections, or we can add a few. We can convert that into a blog section for you to just type in, and it'll be nice.
I've seen and heard so much out there. I don't know, people might like to hear some of the stories about, you know, traveling across the country and things you see and the behavior of people out there.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? In the future, you can become, you know, some influential person just through your blogs.
Yeah.
Become a travel guide for people.
Oh, yeah, because I've been 20 miles out in the Atlantic deep sea fishing, fished in the Pacific, fished up in Rainy Lake in Ontario, Canada, fished in South Padre Island. I've been to Riviera Maya, Mexico, snorkeled down there, and snorkeled off the coast, off the reefs at Paradise Island in the Bahamas, snorkeled there.
You really live life, Mary, huh?
I raised four children, and they were close together in age, so I didn't do a lot. I'd take them and go visit places. But actually, you know, people say life begins at 40. That's about how it happened with me. It's life after 40, after I got my children grown. Then it's like, look out, the country.
It's my time. You just went that way.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I went to Florida last year, but in 2017, was the last longest trip I went, and that was to the Yellowstone Park.
Yellowstone Park. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wyoming, Utah. Montana, right up there in the corner.
Yellowstone Park is huge, right? It's huge.
Oh, yes. And we did this, my friend, lifelong friend, and we traveled together, and then another friend. We all went on a tour bus. And at the end of the week, our tour guide said, how many miles do you think we've covered this week in the park? And no one, he said, 1,100 miles. And up and down, you know, and the week was spent a day in the Jackson Hole. Utah, Jackson Hole. Anyway, we were just in four different states.
Mm-hmm.
And Montana, it was just a good trip out there.
Yeah, I'm looking at a few pictures of Yellowstone. Wow, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, and then when going on a tour bus, you don't have to worry about, because your rooms are covered, you don't have to worry about, you know, making arrangements for where you're going to sleep or where you're going to park a vehicle. And seeing the highlights on a guided tour like that, you know, you only got so much time. So they already have picked the most desirable places for you to see.
Because mm-hmm.
you cannot possibly see everything there is.
Yep, definitely.
So when we got to Old Faithful, just as we got off the bus and said, Old Faithful Blue, and then we walked around there, and then we went inside and ate and came back out, and we were getting ready to get on the bus again, and Old Faithful Blue again. So we saw it twice.
Wow. We got lucky, huh? Okay. By the way, Mary, one more thing. So are we confirmed on the version? I assume you have approved the first version. I can put that in check. And the other thing I had to answer was about the editing, right? So the writer got back on Tuesday right after the 4th. So you should be expecting something by Friday or maximum by Monday, okay?
All right, great. Yes, let's just go with the first one. Which one would you recommend?
There are two things, basically, when it comes to a website. There are two types of designs. One is an upbeat design that you've selected. The other is a minimalistic design. Okay, minimalistic means it's plain and simple, but very clean, easier for most people to use. But personally, if you want my recommendation, I would say go for the second one. Because
okay, let's go for the second one then.
Yeah, because it's more easy
really...
to use for people, and it's very clean when it comes to as an author website. The other one, the one I sent you, it's more relevant to, you know, a young, upbeat vibe.
Young, upbeat.
Yeah, you know, it's colorful. It's something you can say. It's good for someone who's starting out and trying to get hired for a job, some kind of designer, but not good for someone who's just trying to highlight themselves as a book writer. It looks very nice right now, but it won't always look nice, not necessarily the best one for this situation. The other one, if you look at it, it's a very clean design. Everything's right there. You can see all that you have, all that you can get.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Wonderful. I'm glad we talked about that. So, yeah, definitely number two.
By the way, I might ask you to, you know, get some photos done because, you know, we have, if you want to, you know, show you out and have some really good photos that look nice. You know, if you look at the second link, you can scroll down, you can see the picture that you see, that's the author of Reflect.
So pictures of myself?
No. In the second link, can you open the second link?
Okay.
If you're the second link, you can see the book, Reflect, right?
Okay, just let me get back there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a perspective on understanding your reality and becoming unstuck. Okay, we'll scroll down to.
You can reflect.
Okay.
You see the picture, the picture that you see of the woman. That woman is the writer of Reflect. Her name is Maria Liza Bowen.
Okay.
It's an amazing book. It's one heck of a book.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Is the name of her book actually Reflect?
Yeah, you can look it up on Amazon. You'll find the book.
Oh, okay.
She's basically a major scientific research cancer researcher.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
an amazing book. Right now, actually,
it.
The reason why you have this is because right now we're making her website.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
nice.
she's a well-selling author, but she still wanted to get a website, so we started working on with her. I'm actually the person dealing with that project. That's why I sent you these links.
Oh.
Yeah.
And her name, what did you say her name is?
Maria Lisabone.
Oh, is her name on here?
Yeah, you can see, you know, the book cover. Go scroll to the top, you can see Reflect, and then just, that's the book cover. Eye is the book cover.
Oh, Maria. Oh, that's two names. Maria Liza Bowen. Okay. Book Reflect.
You can find it on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
It's an amazing book.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll have to read that. I read more in the winter, but I have been reading some this summer since I'm done with my book. Okay, so down, and then scrolling on down, it says make something inspirational.
Yeah. This is the starting template that I gave her. As you can see, this is, just below that you can see Lorem Ipsum. It's simply dummy text of printing and typesetting industry. It just tells you something about, because this is a general way of just writing stuff there, just to fill it up.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, other things are going to go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you put there, then I could go in and add something or...
After a while, we'll be giving, if you have maintenance with the purchase that you made, you also have maintenance for up to 1 year, okay? For 1 year, if you want to make any changes to the website, you can just tell it to us and we'll do it for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You'll be in good hands. Don't worry about it. We have pretty good people working on this.
Good.
Yeah. So, aside from that, if you want to increase the maintenance time after 1 year, you can look into that. But I think 1 year should be enough. If we can guide you on how to edit things, you'll be given a secure password and username, okay? And you'll be the owner of the website. At any point in time you want to make any edits, you can do that yourself as well. At any point you want to, sign up with somebody else to help you with the editing, you can give them the, username, password. They'll be able to access it, and they'll be able to edit the website.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I would assume at your age, that's not something you would really want to get into in detail, right?
No.
Exactly. So you can leave that to us. We'll do the editing whenever required. Okay?
Okay.
Great. So I will start getting work on the content, okay? Just like the drafts that I sent you for your book, piece by piece, I'm going to send you a whole content, on Word. It's basically going to, let's say, on the first page, you see perspective on understanding your reality and becoming unstuck, right? I'm going to cut this out, and then I'll give you a writing that's going to go on there, right? So you'll know,
okay.
When it's written there on the Word document, it's related to this piece of the website. So this is related to this piece of the website. So you won't have a hard time trying to understand what goes where.
Okay.
And on the top, you can see there are a few options, right? There's Home, About Me, Media, Blog. So when the website will be completed, there'll be an entire blog section. Or you can just go log in and type out what you want. You can just, anything you want, you can type it to your audience, whoever comes to your website.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, what there's something Maria does, and she started doing this once she since she's a slightly bigger author now, that you can start selling your author copies on your website, like signed author copies. Let's say your book goes for like $10 to $15. Your author copies can, like signed copies, can go for $35, $40 a piece.
Oh, what?
Yeah, just the signature of the author. It's the same book with just the signature of the author. It can go for twice the price.
Oh.
Yeah. Why do you think people have signing events?
Uh-huh.
People travel for so far for signing books. You can get that delivered to your house. Of course, you're going to charge a bit extra for that, right?
I never thought about it.
Well, that's people find ways to earn money.
Yeah, I'm not working now, and I don't want to go back to work. I worked part-time for the last 13 years, and I've retired twice, and now I think I'm about quit again. I left the company. They thought they couldn't run the company without me, so it's like, oh, my goodness.
What did
she
to do,
and,
aside from being a seamstress?
And for trucking company and transportation, I was keeping the company in compliance with the Department of Transportation laws and regulations, and hiring truck drivers, and just interviewing drivers, checking their driving records, their drug tests, their physicals. If somebody got hurt, I was the one sent them to the company doctor.
Compliance at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Wow, no wonder they needed you again. It's hard to replace someone who was that honed into the skills.
I learned so much. My boss under him, and to start out, he and I built a safety department for that company, and then it ended up with five of us in there working, you know, with him as the company grew.
Wow.
And I told him that I was going to be retiring, and he said, if you decide to retire, you'll have to let me know 6 months ahead, because you helped me build this department, and it'll take me a while to find somebody. And I said, I am going to retire at the end of the year. And that was 2005. So at the company's like, yeah. And he's like, you know, you can just stay on. You know, we're always, you know, it's like you don't need to leave.
Mary, I have a question. Mary, if I may, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 82.
Wow. I'm probably
nobody.
Your grandson.
Huh?
I'm probably younger than your grandson. I'm 26.
You're 26. Yes, you are. My grandson is 33.
See? Wow, 82. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I was still working, doing it, But then he has downsized, and I thought this is a good time to just go ahead and leave, because we got somebody in that, actually my daughter, retired from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. She was in high security, and she, my goodness, when she retired, I was just very humbled. Because, you know, working in security, you can't talk about your job. And I was very humbled at the accolades of the awards and plaques that she got. And I thought, my goodness, here she is with all these, you know, it's really important. They didn't want her to leave. They wanted her to contract back. But she said she really didn't want to go back to work there for the base, you know, and all the politics and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Started working.
Definitely.
Yeah. So she works over there for, I do, just to get out of the house 2 or 3 half days a week. And so now I've taught her a lot. She's like, Mom, I've asked you a million questions. But she's learned the compliance and stuff, and it's like, this is a good time for me to just bow out of there and not get up by the clock.
That's like it's tough. Being in the army, that's tough, honestly. It's looks easy, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
only the person, like, we just sit there. We don't understand what the army is doing. We appreciate, but we don't.
No.
Yeah.
What's
going on.
She wasn't in the military. She just worked for Patterson Air Force Base. When she got out of high school, she started and stayed there till she retired, because she could retire early because it's like so many years in there and then out. So she did. She retired at 55.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she turned 55. They probably would have provided a lot of things at her point of retirement in the Army. Should have been a good retirement fund. Should have been a good, like, you should have gotten a good retirement fund. I would have said she's put out.
Oh, she did. My goodness. She makes a very good, has a very good retirement. She's got two houses. She's got one for sale right now. She doesn't need for anything. Thank the good Lord for that.
That's good. That's good. You have to put in time, so when you're old, you don't have to do much.
Yeah, you really have to look, yeah, and be frugal with your resources, because there's money flowing through the house. Then the next thing you know, it's like money's tight, and if you're very frugal with it, you don't suffer.
Yeah.
And during recessions and stuff like this, it's like, wow, we didn't even feel it, and all had four teenagers at home. And so,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
So wait, four teenagers. So you have three daughters and you had one son?
Yes.
Wow.
And yeah, all of them were successful.
Well, they had you to guide them.
Yeah, I had them do it when my husband was in the trucking, we didn't have computers. So I had to use journals, with all the the columns in it for the expense and income journals.
Yeah.
And I had my girls, when they were like 12 and 13, posting entries to the income or to the expense journals and teaching them how to do accounting.
Wow.
Bookkeeping.
So
they've all three been very successful.
Teaching. People don't do that anymore.
No. And one of the guys at work, he has a daughter coming up, teenager. And he was complaining because none of the other family could help in the office. And I said, why don't you get your daughter in there? And I said, we will help her to learn how to do this. And he didn't. If she wants something, he just writes a check for it. Or I'll write a check to him. a company check. That's not good. You're not doing your children a favor by pampering him like that.
Very true. Very true. Sometimes you need tough love.
Yes. I know. Sometimes my girls would complain. They didn't want to sit there and post entries. But it's been beneficial. And
yeah.
I just, feel so blessed that they have moved ahead like they have during their life.
Very true.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm interested in blogging, trips and such things that happened out there that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling across the country so much.
Mm-hmm.
We saw, seeing the working people, how they lived in different parts of the country.
No, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting to the things you learn by just, traveling cross country.
Very true, very true. You see a different perspective, a completely different notion.
Yes.
Especially, like, if you travel from one corner to the other, it's like you're in a different country.
Yes, and there's so much difference. But then, on the other hand, wherever you go, things are much the same, and that's a song I wrote, too. The farther I go, the more the same I find things. And that's true, too.
Huh.
It's like, oh, my goodness, how much people are alike in the cities and in rural areas, because I grew up in the rural areas. I don't live in the rural. I've been in the suburbs for over 50 years, and I was just really young. We moved to the suburbs. But how people live and, you know, habits and stuff, and diet in the inner cities right out into rural areas and in different parts of the country. They're so different, yet on the other hand, they're so much alike. So I just learned a lot about, you know, it's like people shouldn't be intimidated by meeting people from different walks of life, because the basics are the same.
By the way, one thing I wanted to ask, do you have like a color theme in mind? Do you want us to match the color or theme of your book with the website?
Oh, that would be nice. Oh, you know, whatever, yeah, would that be what you would suggest?
Actually, let me see what this. I'll ask the team. I'll give them the cover. Okay, they'll see what they can do, and then they'll, you know, I'll give you something to look at, and we'll work from there.
Okay. Yes, that'd be great.
Perfect. And I think on the next, in like one or two drafts, I should be able to finish up your book, and we'll move towards publishing. Okay.
Wonderful. Yeah. People are asking me, when's it coming out? I have a friend in California. Mary, when's your book coming out? I said, I hope about August. And I said, it's a book about short stories, and there's one incident in that book, in the story, where that was inspired by you, my friend in California. I make her more anxious to read it.
It's fun. It's really fun when you know somebody's already anxious and you just enjoy making them more anxious.
Yeah, and well, I'm thinking I probably need to buy a few of them and have them here at home.
Well, we do have print on demand. If you want, once the book is published or once you finalize the book, you can place in the order to have printed copies delivered to your home. If you have different qualities as well, if you want to go for premium qualities, you want to gift it to someone, you can get premium copies as well. Like, you know, those really glossy ones with the nice hard finish. It depends.
Now, as far as the paperback and the hardback, is there a difference in the price of those?
Of course, when we're going to put it on Amazon as well, there's going to be a different price. But I don't think we're doing hardcover. I won't recommend doing hardcover, to be very honest. Because the type of book that you have is basically a short story novel. A short story novel having a hardcover doesn't really make sense.
I didn't care for that, but that's what, was it you I talked to that said that was the package? Was e-book, hardcover, and paper. Yeah. Okay. Because I think people are more interested in the paperback.
Definitely, because paperback one is easier to carry. It's more, you know, it's the thing that works for people. It's either that or the ebook. Paper, like a hardcover, is usually for, you know, some sort of encyclopedia volume or some, you know, biography or some, you know, research or stuff like
that. I have three bookshelves. Some of them, like the hardcovers, are thicker books.
Yeah. Like they should probably see stuff like either like huge books or some sort of series, like, you know, Harry Potter.
The paperback is what I'm interested in.
Definitely. So.
Yeah. So I would need to have some of them on hand. My brother and his wife put out a CD, and I put that on Facebook, and my goodness, I sold a bunch of CDs for them. They had songs. They are singers. And I took about 25 of their CDs, and I advertised on Facebook, and my goodness, a bunch of them sold. And then at Christmas time, I sold some more.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah,
you know, same way. You can keep some books to yourself. Like you can order, let's say, 50 books. You can keep them. You can, you know, advertise author copies. Just on your Facebook, you can say if you want an author copy, you can get it by order. And just like you sold the CDs on Facebook, you can sell some, or, you know, signed author copies on Facebook.
Author copies as well on Facebook?
Yeah, if you can sell CDs, why can't you sell your own book with signed copies, you know?
So if they want, if they want to pay for signing, so I don't know how much more you charge for a signing.
Usually, let's say your book's, if it goes paperback's like $12, you can go like $25, you can get a signed copy of the book. Like $20,
wow.
You can get a signed copy of the book. So it depends on what you want to do. The bigger you become, the more the worth of that sign. People will become big, sell one signed copy for $700,
$800. Wow.
Yeah, and the actual cost of the book is probably $20, $25.
Yeah.
So the sign matters. That's why we were recommending the presence of the author matters so much. The more bigger you become, the bigger, the book becomes.
The more it be worth.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Yep. I am going to start getting work on that. And by the way, just confirming again, what was your time zone? Because I keep forgetting.
The time zone?
Yeah.
The time zone here?
Yeah. Are you on East Coast?
No, I'm in Ohio, and right now it is 6:25.
6:25. So you're the same. I think you're on Eastern as well.
Yeah, daylight savings time.
Yeah, so but when we usually say East Coast, that basically means Eastern time, but
it is Eastern.
Yep. Cool. So we are the same because I work weird hours. I work from 11 to 8. People usually keep asking, why are you working this late? I just get in the office late. There's nothing else than that. I just sleep late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so nice when you can wake up on your own. Then you know you've gotten all the sleep you need. And you're better prepared for the day.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true. Because I can't work early in the morning. I just can't operate. If I come to the office, I'll be sleeping half the day. Trust me, it's bad. It's bad. But they let me do that because I can do my work and they're happy with it. So they don't mind it.
Yeah. Yeah, when you can have flexible hours, that means a lot. You spend an awful lot of your life working on a public job. And, whatever that you can have, any flexibility there, it helps.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Mary, this has been a fun talk. I really did enjoy talking to you. I would have talked more, but I have to rush to a meeting. It's almost 6:30. So,
it's been a productive talk. I'm interested now in looking more into the blogging, and maybe that would be something I would do. People like to hear stories of what's happened out there across country.
Trust me, people love that stuff. People love that stuff. You should go look up something called Reddit. Okay, REDDIT.
Look up something called Reddit.
Reddit, yeah.
Reddit, okay.
REDDIT. You'll enjoy the stuff there. Okay, there's a lot of stuff you can read.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make a note of that.
If you have, I'm pretty sure you have an Android phone as well, there's an application you can download.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's been nice. I'll keep in touch, and I'll get back to you when I can. Okay? Hopefully by Friday or Monday, I'll give you an edit draft. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Perfect. Welcome. Take care, Mary. Have a good day.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.